Welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast channel. Your host, Mr. Seed. It is my pleasure to be your host. Amen. I hope everyone has been having a very good day, a very good week, and I pray that you've been having a very good year so far, despite of everything that is going on around us in this world. Amen. I want to share a couple of nuggets with you today about finding freedom from worry, trusting in God's provision. Today, I want to take you on a journey with me, a journey to break free from the chains of worrying and anxiety that binds us. In a world filled with uncertainties and challenges, it's easy to succumb to the weight of our concerns. But as people of faith, we are called to a higher standard, a standard of trust and relentless on the God Almighty. So let's dive into the depths of Scripture and discover the timeless truth that offers peace and guidance in our request for peace. I will be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. If you will you grab your Bibles and read these verses with me. Read it to yourself out loud. Amen. And Scripture says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? So how the flowers of the field grow, they do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Let's read that last verse again. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." My first point is understanding worry in the light of Scripture. In these verses from the Gospel of Matthew, we find Jesus addressing one of the most fundamental aspects of the human condition, worrying. He speaks directly to our anxiety and basic necessity, food, clothing, and the necessities of life. Jesus acknowledged the persuasive nature of worry, but offers a profound reassurance. Our Heavenly Father knows our needs intimately, and provides abundantly. When we worry, we essentially express a lack of trust in God's provision. We're allowing our concerns to overshadow our faith and cloud our perspective. But Jesus Christ reminds us that worry is futile. It does not add a single hour to our lives. Instead, it detracts from the present moment, robbing us of the joy and the peace that comes from trusting in God's care. My second point is trusting in God's provision. Central to overcoming worry is cultivating a deep sense of trust in God's provision. Jesus illustrates this beautifully through two powerful examples: the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. He points to nature, a world, as evidence of God's attentive care and abundant provision. If God, so loving, tends to the needs of birds and flowers, how much more will He care for His beloved children? This passage is not just about material provision. It is about recognizing the depth of God's love and concern for us. When we fret about our basic needs, we are essentially questioning God's faithfulness and provision. But Jesus urges us to shift our focus from worrying to worship, to seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, knowing that all our needs will be met when we align ourselves up with the will of God. Trusting in God's provision is not passive. It requires active surrendering and obedience. It means our desire for control and surrendering to God's perfect plan. It is a daily choice to lay down our worries at the feet of Jesus and trust that He is working all things together for our good. My next point is practical steps to overcome worrying. You want to write these down. Practical steps to overcome worrying. While trusting in God's provision is fundamental, overcoming worry is also required a practical steps. Let's explore some practical strategies inspired by the wisdom of Scripture. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude. Write that down. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to worry. When we focus on the blessings in our lives, we shift our perspective from insufficiency to abundance. Take time each day to count your blessings and give thanks to God for His provision. Practice mindfulness. Write that one down. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment and acknowledging our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Incorporate mindfulness practice such as deep breathing, meditation, or prayer into your daily routine to quiet anxiety thoughts and center yourself in God's peace. I'm going to read that again one more time. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment and acknowledging our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Incorporate mindfulness practice, such as deep breathing, meditation, or prayer into your daily routine to quiet anxiety, thoughts, and center yourself in God's peace. Seeking help from your local church. We're not meant to carry our burdens alone. If you do not have a spiritual mother or a spiritual father, I pray that you find one and pray that God will appoint you one in your life, because we are not meant to carry our burdens alone. Surround yourself with a spiritual father or a spiritual mother or other believers who can offer encouragement and prayer and hold you accountable for the things that you do. Share your worries with trusted friends and your mentors, knowing that you are not alone in your struggle. Do not share your worries with everyone, only with the people that you trust. Never share your worries with people you do not trust. Amen? My next point is engage in scripture and prayer. Write that down. Engage in scripture and prayer. The Word of God is a source of comfort and strength in the time of worrying. Spend time meditating on scripture passages that speaks to God's faithfulness and provision. Pour out your heart to God in prayer, casting your anxieties upon Him and trusting in His care. The last one, take practical steps. While we are called to trust in God's provision, we are also called to stewardship and diligence. Take practical steps to address the areas of your life that are causing worrying. Whether it is creating a budget for finances, whether you are seeking employment opportunities, or you are addressing your marriage problems, or you are addressing your relationship problems, or you are addressing your children's conflicts with other children in the school. No matter what you are worrying about, take proactive steps to address your concerns while trusting in God's guidance and His provision. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up right here. As we reflect on Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6, let us be reminded of the profound truth that God is our faithful provider. He knows our needs and cares for us with a love that surpasses all understanding. May we release our worries and anxiety into His capable hands today, trusting that He will sustain us through every trial and tribulation that comes in our life. And may we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, knowing that all of our needs will be met according to His glorious riches. And may we live each day in the freedom and peace that comes from trusting in God's unfailing provision. Amen. I hope that these little nuggets inspired you today, and I pray that it'll get you through the week, through the month, even through the year as you reflect back on this episode. Do not just be a hearer of the episodes, but also share the episode with others that you may brighten their day also. So pass it on, pass the word on. I hope everyone stays safe, stay prayed up, because a lot of things in the world is happening. A lot of things is happening every single day, and it don't make sense, but it do make sense. Paul said it. But my beloved brothers and sisters, I pray that you have a good week, a good day, and may God keep his hands and his mercy and his grace on you, and that he may give you strength to walk by faith and not by sight. You all know what we do on this channel. We count down to three and we say, God loves you and so do I, and I've never seen your face before. Blessings on you and your family, and I'll see you by. Let's count down to three. One, two, three. Count out, repeat after me. God loves you, and so do I. I never, ever seen your face before. God bless you. God keep you. Blessings on you and your family, and I'll see you by.